Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Our next guest who covers FIU, and certainly with the summer camps coming up, and this is going to be a big time for Coach Butch Davis and FIU, and Eric Henry, who joins us throughout the year, is kind enough to join us on this Wednesday evening. Eric, thanks so much for taking the time.
All right. Man, technical difficulties two out of the past three times. What's going on?
I'm telling you, they're not paying somebody here. I don't know what's going on. We have you, and obviously, Eric, big things going on at FIU, you know, for the summer. And big things going on around the country, obviously. But FIU needs this. FIU needs this. The kids down there, the 7-on-7s, the line camps, the camps, just so they can orientate themselves with coaches and vice versa. Talk about that, because this has been a long time since the kids and their coaches have been reunited.
Yeah, absolutely, Blue. I mean, when you take a step back and you look at it, it's just a great thing that, you know, we're finally getting back to some semblance of normal here. But even when you talk about whether it's the current players, you know, current high school kids getting back with their coaches, or current FIU players getting back in the swing of things, look at FIU for a second here, and you know, they never really had a chance to fully capitalize off of the 2019 victory over Miami, right? So, you know, obviously 2020 happens, they go 0-5, but mainly, Blue, to bring it around to the camps, Butch Davis always preaches, whether it's us in the media, or I'm sure he said it on your show, one of the big things he loves over anything, over 247, over huddle, over tape, is to look a kid straight in the eye, shake his hand, and get that one-on-one conversation with him. And they didn't get a chance to have that last year, right? So despite the fact that, you know, their really recruiting process and what Butch Davis's bread and butter in terms of his recruiting process was disrupted, still managed to, you know, sign some really some solid prospects this year, have a top four recruiting class. For all teams will be great, but especially for FIU, given the way things have transpired since that win over Miami in November 2019, excuse me.
Yeah, wow, it was a long time ago. No matter when it was, I will tell you this though: you talk to a lot of the kids who, you know, have really wanted to go. They went to a couple of games this year. They saw, well, you know, they just never got into the flow. But now with a camp, the head coach, Butch Davis, could walk around just like any, you know, we were talking about this before, where a lot of the college coaches, the college head coaches can't come out, you know, during spring. So this brings them on, and that's where the Nick Sabans of the world do their magic and such. So now Butch Davis getting guys on their camp, and I understand it's not just going to be FIU for a couple of their camps. I think one of the camps is going to bring in 8 or 9 or 10 college coaches from all over. Talk about that, because I think that, you know, they've done that in the past. They had Nick Saban 1 year. I believe they had Urban Meyer 1 year with a lot of the other coaches. I think that's a great idea, because it not only gives Butch a chance to identify some kids, but a lot of the other college coaches from around the country.
Absolutely, Blue, no doubt about it. And like you mentioned, not only Butch Davis, but the other coaches around the country, and vice versa. You know, maybe you get a handful of kids who for whatever reason, might not think, oh, you know, the FIU camp isn't the one I want to go to. But if you hear, you know, around the grapevine that, you know, whether Butch Davis being a great recruiter that he is, but, you know, the schools can jump out to you. You hear Nick Saban and some of those, you know, kind of higher echelon P5 schools are going to be there. You're going to come out to FIU. Of course, that's South Florida talent, you know, which everyone, no need to explain about that. But also, and vice versa, it gives Butch Davis and company a chance to get in front of a kid who may not have thought FIU before. Maybe, for example, someone like a Savion Collins, who, you know, was pretty much a P5 commit up until a couple days before signing day this past year, and ends up at FIU. At least, Blue, you get the eye, you get in front of those kids, right? So they see, yes, FIU, and for whatever reason, if how their recruiting may shake out and things may change, whether it's, you know, a coaching change or whatever it may be, at least they can fall back in their head and say, hey, you know, FIU was somewhere that I saw the family vibe and it really appealed to me, and that might be an option that they can turn to.
You know, Eric, you bring up a great point because, you know, I've gone to a few of the FIU camps over the years and, you know, sitting there talking with Coach Davis, you know, whether it be in the middle of the field or such, you'll sit there for about 25, 30 minutes and you'll just talk football with him and things. And then his assistant coaches will come over to him and go, you see that number 225 coach? Keep an eye on him. And then you'll see him kind of filter over and watch. Well, you know, that's how you have to do it because, you know, obviously, Butch doesn't know a lot of the kids by sight. A lot of the college coaches don't, especially with the, you know, the way they've been out, you know, away from these kids for so long. So that's what their assistant coaches do. That's what their guys in the office do, is they help identify these prospects. So, I mean, and that's the way successful programs go at it. Because if Butch Davis has to meet, you know, let's say Eric Henry and his family, when he comes up to you and says, hey, Eric, thanks for coming out. And then all of a sudden he knows your mom and your dad's name. That's pretty impressive. I mean, you know, I mean, and we were saying that before because I know college coaches that, I mean, they're so detailed to this. I mean, right after the scrimmage or a practice, mom and dad and the kid will come over. He'll pop up the trunk. He'll have like a candy bar and a soda for the kid. He'll have some adult beverages for the parents. And that's how you have to do it because that's a first impression, you know. And then all of a sudden you look in and they go, hey, you know, Coach Jones, wow, he's crazy, man. Look what he did. I mean, he made everybody feel comfortable. But those first impressions are great. And you look at somebody like a Butch Davis, especially like, you know, if a parent would say to a recruit, he goes, you got to remember, this guy's been at the highest level before. He's done that, been there. He knows a lot of people. See, and that's the one thing that Butch has always had with him. He knows people. So if he can't immediately help you, there's other people, you know, in his little network of friends or, you know, people that, absolutely, you know, he's that play. So that's big. People don't realize that, but that's, to me, worth going to these camps. Even if FIU, FAU, whatever is not on top of the food chain, they still have a place for you. I mean, there's something that positive that can come out of that. Talk about that.
Yeah, well, Blue, I want to bring it back to a point you made initially as far as the assistants. You know, everything you said there is spot on, but especially for a FIU that's bringing in six new assistants, right? And you talk about losing a Tim Harris Jr. who, you know, Tim Harris Jr. is Miami, right? I mean, talk about one of the top recruiters Florida. So I think, you know, when you lose a guy like him and lose even a Kennard Lang who, you know, was based in Central Florida but still had deep ties, strong ties in the high school coaching community in Florida, it gives some of these newer assistants who may not be familiar with the South Florida landscape. And, of course, you still have your Drew Davises, you know, your Joel Rodriguezes and Bryn Renners who've done a good job recruiting. But there's new assistants as well to kind of get them worked in and to get them familiar with that South Florida talent as well. So I feel like that's an interesting point to make as well. And the opportunities with these camps will give them an opportunity to get some eyes and fresh eyes. You know, maybe they don't have the same POV that some of the coaches who were on the staff prior saw in terms of certain kids. But, of course, well, everything you mentioned as far as, you know, building those relationships, Butch Davis will say it to us, you know, probably said to me two dozen times since I've been covering FIU. Recruiting, A, is the lifeblood of your program, excuse me, and B, it's about relationships. So you hit the nail on the head right there.
I agree. Eric, so people are going to want to follow you in the next couple of weeks, trying to feed off of what's going to go on, what names are going to pop up. How is everybody going to follow you?
Absolutely. You can find me on Twitter at @EricCHenry_. You can find my work at Underdog Dynasty, SB Nation's home for G5 football coverage. And Blue, really quick, I'll get this in 10 seconds. You and I like to have a little bit of fun about me being from Tampa here on the show. And of course, you know, got to give you a hard time a little bit. So I'm going to say Lightning in 5 in the upcoming series. And if I'm wrong, I'll buy you a Cuban next time I see you, Blue.
Okay, I can't say anything. We covered a darn the team here at the station, so I gotta disagree. All right, Eric. Thanks, brother.
No problem. Take it easy.
Okay, Eric Henry. Yeah, what a great guy.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.